So there's this jogger in Colorado who has been doing something in this neighborhood for the past 7 weeks, and the whole neighborhood is shook.
We call it a mad pooper, Pine Creek.
Okay.
No,
all
there's
right.
where we're going with this.
Yeah, I kind of. You know, with this show, it was going to go there.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to tell you my connection with this story.
You have a connection?
Oh, he does, Kelly.
Kathy Buddy and her family have had enough.
Uh-huh. And it's not like it's private. People can see you. I mean, we're seeing her, so.
Pants around ankles in broad daylight. The kids saw it happen first.
Oh, yeah. Literally, no. She's popping a squat right next to their yard, and the kids catch her. They're like, "Mom, there's a lady pooping in our yard."
I'm screaming, you know, you're not going to believe this. They're like crying. They're like, "There's a lady taking a poop." And so I come outside. It's like, oh dear goodness. And so I was like, "Are you serious? Are you really taking a poop right here in front of my kids?" And she's like, "Yeah, sorry."
Uh-huh. Oh my gosh.
I know.
She kept finding her and she's all like, "Yep."
My favorite part about this is how polite the mom is. She's like, yeah, there was this lady in my yard taking it like a poop. Oh my goodness.
Like she's, so southern
she's
and like
polite
sweet.
When she's confronting her, like, are you really taking a poop in my yard?
Kathy says if that was it, there wouldn't be a problem.
And so I thought for sure she's mortified. It was an accident. She'll go get a dog bag, come back, clean it up.
Most of the time, it's like you go before your run and then you go after your run. And you don't go during your run. I do know.
Not the case.
Kathy says the runner knows what she's doing and comes with napkins in her pockets.
Not to pick it up.
For 7 weeks, she comes with napkins so she can clean up.
Her bum?
Right, but not clean up her mess.
No!
There's a bathroom across the street right here. Our park has porta potties. There's a gas station right here.
She's even working on an embarrassing smear campaign.
Posting this sign
to get her to cut the, well, you know.
I mean, bottom line is it's disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cops are like, we've never seen anything like this. She's
like
posted
she's
a sign.
Habitual.
Yes. A habitual pooper. That's why they dubbed her the mad pooper.
Oh my goodness. And there are bathroom options nearby.
A thing for her.
Yeah, we've got the story posted. You can see it. Twitter at Ben and Kelly Show, WDJX.com, or on Facebook as well.
So, I don't understand. I mean, I get it. She wants to run, but she's been caught and confronted and continues to do it.
So I have a connection.
Oh God. Here we go.
I understand when you get those runner's trots. During a run the other day,
runner's trots. Oh gosh,
I'm jogging with Fiona, my dog.
Oh god,
and I'm at the furthest point from my house.
Please stop.
Don't go any further with the story.
I just thought it was a fart.
You gambled and you lost.
I lost big time.
Oh no.
And the worst part, I was with my dog and the dog doesn't care.
You're running funny now, aren't you?
I'm running funny.
Yeah. Listen.
I gambled and I lost, Kelly.
I don't think I want to know logistics.
We just got a text message. Happens to me like twice a week, but don't sweat it.
Okay, this is just one of 1,000 reasons why I don't run. I don't. That's just, I don't want any part of that. I don't want that to be a possibility in my life. I don't need it. Nope.
Yeah.
If I was ever going to consider doing that, like taking up as a new hobby, nope.
I gambled and I lost.
Okay, nope.
Stephanie texted us. Yes, that is, the technical term is a shart. Another text message. How many people haven't thought it was a fart at one time or another? See?
I can't believe all the support that's coming up for you right now. The legions.
Listen, I had.
No. You have to waddle home.
I had the sweats. Listen, I had to burn my shorts afterwards.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, there's no putting those in the laundry. Sorry.
Oh, no.
Hope you didn't like those shorts. Hope they weren't really expensive because, nope, they're gone.